How many of you this week have an appointment scheduled with an oncologist to do a lunch and learn, telling them about all the things you can do for that oncologist's cancer patients? Well, I'll bet it's not on the top of many of your lists, but if you'll stay tuned for this edition of PT Talker, that's exactly what our guest is going to be promoting this week on PTTalker.com.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Okay, well, as promised, we are back with Catherine Schmitz. She is an associate professor, PhD at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. Welcome to our show, Dr. Schmitz.
Thank you very much.
Excited to have you, because I think one of the premises of our conversation today is going to be that we're going to provide some information here and some expertise to our listeners that maybe challenges them to look at cancer survivors as a new area where physical therapy certainly can be used, and that I think you're advocating, among other things, and we'll get into several topics, that PT should be calling and going after those referrals from oncologists. Do I basically have that correct?
You absolutely do. So we are at a wonderful point in the situation of having a great majority of people who are diagnosed with cancer living for 5 years or more past their diagnosis. And this creates a welcome challenge of addressing the long-term survivorship needs of the 12 million Americans that are living with having had a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, that's this is first generation, or that's unusual.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. So, 30 years ago, diagnosis of cancer was much more likely to end very badly with a death.
Yeah.
And so we have a wonderful problem in front of us of trying to figure out how best to reshape how we meet the unique medical and physical therapy needs of a growing population. It's expected that that population of cancer survivors is going to grow to about 50 million by the year 2050.
Wow. Wow. So let me just kind of clarify for our listeners your background. You are a researcher, and you've done several studies looking at different ways that cancer survivors can be helped by rehabilitation. I want to also say that your experience comes from your affiliation with the Abramson Cancer Center there at the University of Pennsylvania, and you also are a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine. So we're going to be kind of trying to tie together how do exercise physiology professionals work better with physical therapists, and how do physical therapists work with oncologists. You good with that?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's get started. You have done some recent research, and you've got some exciting information that rehab does help. Rehab can help these cancer survivors. In what way?
Well, my own research has focused primarily on weight training in breast cancer survivors. So the large study that I have done is called the PAL trial, physical activity and lymphedema. And the primary finding that has been published so far out of the PAL trial is that women who have lymphedema, secondary to having had breast cancer treatment, are half as likely to have a flare-up of that condition if they are doing slowly progressive, twice-weekly weight training as compared to the women who were in the control group.
Okay. Now, would your typical oncologist be aware of this?
There has been a remarkable amount of media attention to this issue, but I can tell you that there has been also a fire, based on my email inbox, a firestorm of response to this as well from the oncology and lymphedema clinical community, as well as the PT clinical community, in that there are folks that really question whether this is truly safe. The other issue is that there is a real lack of connect, and it is really a case study for exactly what we're talking about, on a larger scale across cancer rehab, but, using the specific example of breast cancer and lymphedema, because what we did in our study, did involve physical therapists, and then we actually had the women go out and do their weight training at YMCAs, but the physical therapists were involved. And so this publication comes out of New England Journal of Medicine, and there's media attention in the New York Times and USA Today and NBC Nightly News. And so suddenly, you know, because the media attention is very short and not very nuanced, breast cancer survivors then think, okay, great, I can go out and weight train and do what I want. But that's not what the research was about. Yeah. The research started with women getting adequate evaluation and treatment for lymphedema from a physical therapist, from a qualified, certified lymphatic therapist, and then, you know, recommended that, yes, you're now safe to go out and do the weight training. And so, you know, there's a disconnect needed that we need to build a bridge from the oncologist to the PT so that women get that evaluation, get taught how to do weight training safely, and then they can go off to work with the wellness coach or, you know, fitness center.
Okay. Now, is this the study that you'll be presenting at the June conference for the American Physical Therapy Association, which would be the 2011 conference?
This is part of what I'll be presenting there. So I have been asked by Dr. Stevenson, who is organizing this several-day track at that meeting, to speak about exercise and breast cancer rehabilitation. There are other speakers that are also PTs, and I'm asked to speak because of the experiences that I've had working with breast cancer survivors and getting them to exercise, and you know, my deep, deep collaborations with the outstanding physical therapists here at Penn.
Yeah. Now, give our listeners, if you could, maybe a taste of what the study actually functionally had the patients doing, and then also if you could share how would a listener be able to get the details of the study in order to try and reproduce the work in their clinic or the practice.
Sure. So from a PT perspective, the first thing that happened with our patients was in the study, there were 295 women in the full study. They had first an evaluation with a physical therapist to look at all of the range of upper quadrant issues that can occur in individuals who have had treatment for breast cancer. So there are a variety of different plexopathies and lymphedema issues, and, you know, changes in range of motion and scar tissues. And, you know, because of breast implants, after breast cancer surgery, there can also be changes in the level of stretch on the pectoralis muscle. And so as a result, there can be real changes in range of motion, strength, and weakness, and how the whole shoulder girdle works. So we would have an evaluation to find out whether it was safe for the woman to do upper body exercise at all. Once that was cleared, then my staff would take over and do the rest of the measurements. And then we actually had fitness trainers who were certified fitness professionals teach the women how to do the strength training program. And then if there were any changes in symptoms that lasted a week or longer, or we noticed any change in swelling, they were brought right back to the PTs for evaluation to see if there was any kind of onset or worsening of lymphedema, and for any treatment that might be needed. And then as they were cleared by the PTs, they were sent back to the Y to continue doing their training. So that protocol, the entire exercise protocol for PAL, is available to qualified PTs. I am not releasing it to fitness trainers because one of the lessons learned in the process of doing this study is that fitness trainers, there's a huge turnover at YMCAs and other types of fitness centers. And the problem is that, you know, I trained 17 fitness trainers to deliver this intervention. By the time we were done the study, only five remained in place at those fitness centers. They'd all moved on to other opportunities. So what I'm now re-envisioning is that the PAL intervention is probably best taught to breast cancer survivors in the setting of PT, because PT professionals need probably much, much less advanced training for delivering this intervention than the fitness professionals did, because they already understand a whole host of the types of issues that are going to be faced by, you know, and what is likely to have occurred as a result of having had breast cancer surgery. So, you know, I have much less of a burden of trying to train PTs than I had in trying to train fitness professionals in delivering this intervention.
Okay, so if I've got this right, then your strategy moving forward might be that I'm a physical therapist and I have learned the PAL protocol, the proper techniques, and then I can then train my or teach my cancer survivor patient to then carry that on after they leave physical therapy?
Correct. So the model that we're now working with and that we're piloting right now, and actually I have a grant proposal in to try to see if we can make this happen at Penn, is that at an oncology follow-up visit, we would, we're working to try to get our oncologists to automatically refer the breast cancer survivors who are done with their treatment to a physical therapist for evaluation. As the physical therapists listening know, about half of breast cancer survivors have some kind of arm or shoulder problem, whether it's lymphedema or something else. Once they have been evaluated by the PT and cleared for doing any kind of upper body exercise, they would be taught by the physical therapist how to do the PAL weight training exercises. And really, it's not a matter of which exercises we're using. It's a matter of technique and biomechanics and making sure that they're doing things safely. Then once the PT feels that they really do know the exercises, they can be released to go do the exercises either in the home or in a local community fitness center.
Okay. Now, we're actually running out of time, and I did not get into what some of the results, some of the details of the study. Are you interested or would you be willing to come back next week and join us for another talk about the details of the study and maybe a little bit about what can be done with cancer survivor patients as they leave physical therapy?
I would be delighted. Like most PhDs, I love to talk about my work.
All right, very good. All right, well, you've been listening to Catherine Schmitz, who's been kind enough to join us today as our expert on PT Talker, and she is the associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. And she has great expertise, as you just heard, in the world of cancer survivorship and how rehabilitation can help those patients. So we're going to kindly invite her back, and she has accepted. So if you'll tune in next week, you will get to hear more of Catherine Schmitz. And again, thank you, Dr. Schmitz, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your interest in this area.
Yes, and I hope everyone out there will be sure to, if you did find this podcast interesting, to spread it around, tell your friends, all your physical therapy peers, to join us at PT Talker each and every week as we bring you experts in the world of physical therapy designed to help you improve your practice or to help patients get better faster. So this is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now. Let's go out and everyone help someone get well today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.